JRJimRoth.com.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hi, everybody. This is good old JR Jim Roth.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
And you're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment. Wrestle Talk Radio.
Politically incorrect. And damn proud of it.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom, or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What hurts most are my feelings. You cussed at me. You verbally abused me. Whatever shall I do?
And the indie scene.
I'm Al Silk.
I'm Roddy Piper. This is Awesome Kong.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters.
This is everyone's favorite wrestler and mine, Rob Van Dam.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults. Obviously, I am the only adult here.
Spud.
Asshole.
Yes, I am.
Mace.
I'm going to speak very slowly so you'll understand me.
And the Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
I came to play.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
I came to play.
To the good old days. They're never coming back. Watch a few
times. I came to play.
Your mind to pay. I guess you had a dream, but it can't be saved.
I came to play.
There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your knees.
And welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This is the Omega, and this is a very thin night. It's just me and Mace here.
You say that like it hasn't happened about 800 times before.
I'm just pointing it out for the listener.
Yeah, but last week it was me and Tim. I think the week before that was me and you. I think the week before that it was... Spugging you.
Jeez. Nobody is reliable. I think that's what we have learned.
Very true. We should all have no lives and do only this show.
So be Tim.
Supposedly he's out, like, earning money.
Don't believe
seeing
it.
Seeing as he's got to pay for the server cost.
Rock is the only one I can rely on here.
Very true. Rock shows up every week because he has no choice.
He has no choice.
Well, if he doesn't show up, there is no show.
This is a very true fact.
I just love how he phrases, like, yep, he has no choice. He has to show up or he won't see his family.
And remember, Mace, I do the work that gets the server paid. Tim goes and does other things.
Yeah, true. So yes, we are here. It is a Sunday night. Well, at least for you it is anyway.
Monday afternoon there?
Yeah, just gone Monday afternoon, actually. 12:06 p.m., so 6 minutes in the afternoon.
Oh, technically right.
The perfect kind of right. The only right that stands up in a court of law.
Since you gave us the time, what's the weather?
There's sunshine outside, I know that much.
Okay, now I need the traffic report.
I can't hear any cars. The roads are quiet.
Good enough.
Oy.
Honestly, you're lucky I'm even here. It's steak night.
I wouldn't blame you if you decide to drop the show to go eat steak. I would.
You're safe. It's kind of a crummy steak.
Well, that sucks. It's supposed to have crummy steak. It's supposed to have good steak.
All steaks should be good.
Exactly.
It's supposed to be a law of science.
Yes.
Like, steak, ice cream, and pizza. There shouldn't be any way of getting any of those wrong.
I don't know. I've seen pizza done wrong quite often. Usually by Domino's.
So I guess, oh man, don't tell me that's a universal thing.
What, Domino's sucks all over the world? Yeah, it's sort of.
Yeah, Domino's sucks here too.
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Big ass corporate chain making millions of dollars with their crappy pizzas.
I love how they had this entire campaign where, like, well, we admit our pizza sucked. Here's a brand new recipe. Okay, thank you. You still burn my pepperoni and I can't taste this thing that you call cheese.
You mean you actually get cheese on yours? I thought they just put extra sauce all over it.
I thought it was wallpaper paste for like 4 years.
No, that would have tasted better.
Welcome to the wrestling show, by the way.
Hey, you'd find that wrestlers would make these complaints too.
Oh, I'm sure.
They spend most of their life on the road. What do you think they eat? Takeaway food. Which is why they're at the gym every other
other
day.
Well, for some, yes, but for others like Mark Henry, it's how they keep in shape.
Yeah, true. Because as we all know, round is a shape.
He is some kind of shape. I don't know what to define it, but he is a shape of some kind.
He's a shape of rotund.
I mean, it was true when Triple H said it back in the day. You know, his pecs managed to go all the way around to his back. How old is that reference? And it's still true.
It's only because it's Mark Henry.
Seriously, the man is like an amorphous blob in a leotard.
Wow.
Did you just know you referenced something from 1998 when wrestling was really, really good and we would have stuff to talk about?
That's how back I have to go. I was like, I saw the last DX DVD on Netflix today, so it's just kind of in my head.
Well, I was watching Transformers Dark of the Moon.
How dare
Don't know
you?
Why?
No, I can't fault you so much for that. You said Revenge of the Fallen, I'd have to beat you.
Yeah. I had to do something while I was waiting for all the latest episodes of the American cartoon shows to pop up. I can't believe Family Guy is entering season 10 this year.
The Cleveland show's in season 3.
Yeah.
And I have lost faith in humanity.
The Simpsons have hit 23.
But that's The Simpsons, though.
Yeah, but think about it. Bart's been 10 years old for 23 years. If he had actually aged, he'd be 33 right now.
At least the show would do something different then.
True. It would be a completely different show, actually.
That's what they need to do.
Maggie would be 24, so she'd be out probably drinking and doing drugs and turning
into a weird bit. Still hasn't talked.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
And here we go. Then I'm seeing Rock going to do it.
That's absolutely horrible.
ladies
and gentlemen, Maggie Simpson, the drug addict.
With a father like that and an overbearing mother? Think about it.
Okay.
By now, what's Lisa when it first started? So she'd be nine. So she would pretty much be either she's a great success or she's a complete and utter fucking psychopath. I reckon when she hit 16, she would have gone into a real rebellious phase. She'd do a Britney Spears and like try to drop the good girl, perfect persona.
You have a very dark look on things. You know that?
It's called reality.
You're talking about a cartoon character.
I know, but it's better than talking wrestling. Mind you, we can tie it in. I think one of these shows, which I'm quite sure Rock will correct me in a moment, actually had Ric Flair on it tonight.
Cleveland Show. Which you can find a picture of on Wild Talk Radio Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Trying to do everything he can to pay off those alimony payments.
Well, when you've lost as much money as he had, you do just anything. Let's see if I can find it. I don't see the Wild Talk Radio Network Facebook page for some reason.
Well, type in facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
I know, but since these changes on Facebook come around, fucking shit's gone missing and doesn't pop up. It's actually quite surprising, this picture of Ric Flair. It's actually like old school Ric Flair when he had hair.
Actual hair, not that thing he mops back.
Not that, that collection of leftover former hair that he, I think he tries to put concrete into it every week to make it look thicker.
It's not working.
It's the one firm thing on his body.
Oh, that's wrong.
But accurate.
True.
It's terrible of me.
You've done worse.
Oh, yeah. Not denying it.
Yep.
This is where I'll pose a question. What wrestler would you like to see in a cartoon?
What wrestler would I like to see in a cartoon?
Chat room, get involved as well. We want to know, what wrestler would you like to see in a cartoon, and what cartoon would it be?
Of course, you have to disqualify most of the 80s wrestlers, because they were in a cartoon.
Yeah. An absolutely horrible, horrible cartoon. A Jersey girl saying that Randy Orton should be in The Simpsons so he can punt Homer in the head. Actually, I'd like to see The Big Show in a cartoon.
Really?
Yeah, just one of those random, in the, one of the random Family Guy moments.
Oh, shh.
One of the cutaway gags, and he chokeslams like Peter Griffin or something. Or you have Rey Mysterio as the only person who's smaller than Stewie. Jackie Feister saying Foley should be on South Park as himself. See, now if there was ever an episode in South Park where you could have gotten away with wrestlers, it would have been that Imagination Land trilogy. Because they had everybody in there.
I don't know. It's actually very hard to actually define a wrestler as a fictional character.
And yet they are technically a fictional character.
Technically, yes.
There's one in the chat room says Mark Henry on South Park and he eats Kenny.
Didn't they already do something like that with Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah.
Way back in
Ozzy bit his head off.
One. Yeah. Wow, I still remember that. See, I probably put Mark Henry on, like, Futurama. Just as a weird thing of, like, Bender turning around and going, bite my shiny metal ass, and Mark Henry just eats him.
Nah. Yeah, if we're going to put Mark Henry in a cartoon, can we bring back Fat Albert?
but then he'd be
still. Hey, hey, hey!
God, the last thing I remember is seeing even a parody of Fat Albert, I think it was a... It was a Family Guy joke where he had diabetes. That was just wrong.
No, it wasn't Family Guy. That was Drawn Together.
Was it?
Yep.
See, now that's a show I'm glad it's off the air.
I liked that show. I liked how shameless... I kind of respected how shameless it was.
It was alright for a little while, but then I saw the movie and, oh, God, no.
The movie wasn't good. I will give you that.
I don't know. I reckon we could probably see, like, Sin Cara or Rey Mysterio popping up in a cartoon show, because they pretty much are cartoon characters.
Just to complete it, I do, like, the next time they do, like, a Justice League animated movie, I want to see John Cena voicing Superman.
Only if Superman just does
to it. Please legitimize the joke.
Actually, you know what I'd like to see in a Justice League cartoon or an animated movie?
What?
If it's got, like, the storyline centers somehow around Batman and the Joker, as most of the good ones do, and you have Sting do a cameo as one of the Joker's henchmen. just have the Joker look at him and go, no.
Why so plagiarist?
Nobody steals my act. See, as much as we'd hate to see a revival of Hulk Hogan's Rock and Wrestling, there's got to be some way you can put Hogan into a TV show. Oh, wait, every TV show he touches lately, he fucking kills.
Oh, yeah.
Don't worry, we'll get to that.
Yeah, that's not when he's killing his own TV shows, but, you know, that's in the topics for later.
Speaking of topics, do you want to actually start one?
Yeah, 20 minutes into the wrestling show, I might as well mention something.
Might as well get to some of the wrestling.
Please, like these people come here to listen to us talk wrestling.
All right, I'll give you one. Big Show, you know, and his wife doing a cooking show?
Well... If there's anyone in the WWE I would take food advice from, it's the guy who's probably eaten the most of it.
Yeah. And plus, given the conditions of most of today's cooking shows, like, they've always got the critic who's, like, overly harsh and being a bitch. I hope that his wife is like that and just bosses him around.
Dude, I hope it's full contact Iron Chef.
No, I want to see.
Big Show's eaten half the ingredients already. He's taken out two of the sous chefs from the other team. Chairman comes down to mouth off to him. He choke slams him right through the salad bar.
Oh God! I just want to see. I hope Big Show's wife is a really short woman. I don't know why, but the image I get in my head when you say Big Show and his wife in a cooking show is his wife explaining how to do everything and yelling at him, go and get me this, do that, da da da. It's going ape shit at the Big Show. And the Big Show just going, yes, dear.
Okay, completely off topic. I just saw a commercial. Weird Al is getting a Comedy Central special. That is awesome.
When?
Next week.
Sweet.
So yeah, Big Show.
No, screw it. You screwed up now. Weird Al. No, Jersey Girl, I don't think it's a roast. I think it's just a...
No, it's his Alpocalypse Live concert.
Ah.
It's been a freaking long time since he had a performance recorded, so awesome.
Yeah, good.
And it's not on MTV, so...
That would mean MTV would actually have to play music videos.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. MTV exec saw the special and went, there's too much music in this. You're like, can we have some, like, pregnant 16-year-olds and Johnny Knoxville kick himself in the balls.
Can't be any worse than having Steve-O on the comedy roast.
Oh, God, that was bad.
Seriously, I got excited the first time I heard Steve-O jump up and go, yeah, I'm going to take a punch from Mike Tyson. I'm like, dude, that's going to be awesome because Tyson's going to kill him. But no, Steve-O just runs into Tyson's fist. And then he goes for it at the end and breaks his nose. And I'm like, not good enough.
No lasting damage here. Lame.
Exactly. It's Mike Tyson, man.
Bite his ear off.
He's got to fuck you up.
Tyson knocks out Steve-O and takes off the shirt and he's in DX.
Yeah, and then he takes off the shirt again and he's teaming with Austin. And then just for the hell of it, he rips off the Austin shirt to reveal an NWO t-shirt, which makes absolutely no sense.
It's just continuing layers of faction shirts. You know, okay, here's Legacy, here's Evolution, here's the Four Horsemen, here's the BWO. What the fuck?
And yet, every time he takes off the shirt, there's a little ticker down the bottom, now available at WWEshop.com.
Here's the LWO. What the fuck happened there? They were real desperate for that membership drive. How many weekends at Home Depot did you work to get that shirt, Tyson?
You know, I would actually love an LWO revival shirt. I could never find one when they first did the gimmick. I really wanted to make it a Latino.
You realize it'd have to be it'd be Del Rio, Rodriguez, and the evil Sin Cara.
And then eventually they forced a good Sin Cara to join them as well. Why not?
Yeah. Well, contractual. It's mask versus ownership, basically.
And then it ends in a draw. They both have to keep dressing alike for the next 10 years. and then we have the ultimate matchup. The Sin Caras versus the Bella Twins. Now, who the fuck is who match?
We need the return of Los Conquistadors.
Los Conquistadors? No, we need what was it? Super Crazy Juventud.
The Mexicools? No.
Mexicools, yes. Bring them back, complete with lawnmowers. Or even better, bring them back as Del Rio's chauffeurs.
Jeez. Juventud is so off somewhere in AAA wondering why, CZW won't return his calls anymore.
That would have something to do with having a whole heap of who knows what on a plane and then streaking through airports naked. Well, actually, that's just the reason why he can't come back into Australia anymore.
I thought his ego just wouldn't fit on the plane.
No, that's what happened. He had something, got absolutely fucking high as a kite on the plane, landed in Australia, went streaking through the airport naked, then instantly got kicked out. That's how you don't do things. But speaking of being kicked out, it seems like our favorite conspiracy has been fired. Well, use air quotes there, people.
Fired.
They've been quote unquote fired. So what do we think?
A great way to kill your previous world champion.
Do you really think that they're gone? Seriously? Do we see them tomorrow night?
I don't think. Oh no, we see them tomorrow night protesting outside the arena. Is what we do.
I have breaking news. Our spies who were at the house show last night in somewhere in Texas, Miz and R-Truth showed up and beat up Kofi Kingston, claiming about the conspiracy.
Wow.
We had spies at the house show. They told us.
Awesome.
Were that cool? Wow. We have spies.
Spies.
What, since when did we have people working for Facebook?
Wasn't Facebook. We have spies. Real spies.
You missed the joke.
I got the joke.
Well, stop making me sound like Tim and failing at jokes. I, to be honest, I don't even know why anybody's going to believe the next time somebody gets fired on WWE television.
I know! It's just, there's no meaning to it anymore.
Well, it was like, what, 2-3 weeks ago, Nash got fired. And he pops up at a pay-per-view. You know, security doesn't swarm the ring and fucking try and get him out like they would if anybody else had tried to do it.
Well, to be fair, I've never seen a 7-foot fan jump the rail.
Yeah, but at the same time, he's not a contracted employee. They could have at least made it look like it. And now we've got Miz and Truth, jumping people at house shows again. Probably no security there to try and get rid of them. And they'll probably pop up on Raw tomorrow night in the arena somehow, complete with their music. So next time somebody gets fired, just say to them, okay, we'll see you next week.
Pretty much.
Take the night off, we'll see you next week. Also means when the next time we see something on the website about somebody being future endeavor, to be like, pfft.
Yeah, I mean, that's what really bugs me about the firing angles is that they'll further it by posting, well, we wish them all their future endeavors on the website. Where I used to rely on that as, oh, they're gone. Now, I can't trust WWE at all.
What a surprise.
Is this how Brett felt?
I like Jersey Girl's idea. Nash comes back as a mass super shredder. If that happened, I would pop big time.
Oh man, I would love to see him.
Especially because if anybody remembers the Super Shredder costume, if Nash decides to throw a forearm, he's going to take somebody's head clean off.
Yeah, if you've never seen the Super Shredder costume, it's basically a purple muscle shirt with blades everywhere. The man looks like he's covered in folded out Swiss Army knives.
Now the question I'll ask you too is, do you see Nash, Truth, and Miz as some sort of stable led by Johnny Ace at some point?
Probably not, or at least I hope not.
Not a new version of the New World Order?
I hope not.
The newest faction.
The only reason why I'm saying I hope not is because that means John Laurinaitis would be the mic guy.
I do not need to hear Super Dave Osborne that much.
Exactly.
Okay, maybe not led by Johnny Ace, but those three in a group together.
You can have Johnny Ace as a madman as long as he's not the front man.
Oh, just an idea to throw out there that it could possibly happen. You know, they've all been fired by Triple H.
True.
Now the question is, who's next to be fired?
Michael Cole. No,
we're picking fake firings here. Let's not hope for the real ones.
We did start hashtag Fire Cole on Monday night during our Raw coverage on Twitter.
That should be going every week.
I think it will.
I don't know. Who would you fire next?
What heel isn't doing anything right now?
I don't know.
I mean, besides Del Rio, good job there. I don't
fire
like the
Rodriguez.
Guy.
Fire Rodriguez!
I'm not a fan of how much Del Rio's getting for how little he's done, but even I will admit, what the fuck were you thinking killing it that fast?
The Jersey Girl says, let's fire Cole and replace him with Tim Stein.
No!
God.
No.
Are you nuts? I already have to listen to that man once a week. Well, I mean, some weeks anyway.
Whenever he can be bothered to showing up.
It's only his show.
I know it is his show.
I don't know.
How about this? How about we take it to break, and we'll come back and maybe regroup into something we might be able to call a wrestling show.
Never! But we'll take a break anyway.
You said it last. You go.
Fine. You're listening to Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back right after this commercial break.
Jackass.
In case you missed it, this is what happens when WTR roasts Tim Stein.
Tim Stein is also not Jewish. It's horrible to assume the man is Jewish just because his name is Stein. You know, maybe that isn't even his real name. I mean, it's probably Goldstein or Steinberg. You don't know. He'd tell you himself if he were here tonight. I'm told he's taking the day off for some holiday of his. I don't remember what it's called, but he pronounced it with a...
Tim really does work hard at making the WTR network what it is. Seriously, I'm not joking. Somebody pay this guy. He's like 65 years old. He needs retirement. He gets retirement. We get less Tim Stein. It's win-win, gang. Come on.
Happy birthday. You suck. You suck. You suck so bad. That's not true. You don't actually suck. You more or less blow. You've got a perfect face for gay porn, or at least a perfect mouth. That's what JJ told me.
He's also not a pervert. The last couple of years, he had a wonderful and healthy relationship. He stayed with her every night, constant, wild sex. You know, it's sad when they had to break up, because he couldn't find the puncture repair kit. Don't get me wrong, they tried to patch things up, but Tim just couldn't bear the sight of her anymore. Not with a duct tape holding her neck closed.
Tune in to all the great programming on the Wild Talk Radio Network, as you never know what will happen next.
This is the Ultimate Warrior! And when I am not making videos about that faggot, oh, okay, I am listening to the Wild Talk Radio Network. Now what you gonna do, brother, when the Warrior rips off a promo on you?
Every Tuesday night, wrestling's biggest names stop by OWW Radio.
Hey, this is World War Animal. This is Rick, the Model Martel.
This is the King of Old School, Keith Reno.
It's me. It's that D-O-double-G. This is George the Animal Steel.
Tune in as Alan Wojcik and his contributors bring you the online world of wrestling radio Tuesday nights at 9 Eastern.
If you want some, come get some.
Only on Wild Talk Radio Network on wildtalkradio.com.
19, you big fat sucker!
This is your friend, former WCW Cruiserweight Champion and WWE Cruiserweight Champion. Cheers, cool with Super Rain. Yeah.
You got respect. Not the bad one, not the great one, you gotta respect the juicy one.
and you're listening to WildTalkRadio.com radio show, the best juiciest show in the world.
Oh, radio, tell me everything you know.
I like to sing with the radio. I like to play it real loud. I like to drive with the top down, rolling like thunder, always drawing the crowd. Every babe's gonna want a piece of me, yeah. I stare.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night. You know how many more shows I've done online than Zack Ryder? I've not sold one headband.
Do you even have headbands out there to sell?
Not yet. It's the technicality.
Well, come on, hurry up, get the TJ Omega headbands out there. And you can have a segment where you name your, I don't know, toy buddy of the week, I don't know.
Toy buddy of the week?
I don't know. I mean,
you need a better name for that.
Yeah.
Not exactly as not catchy. Really.
Well,
not.
You can't exactly have your broski of the week, because I don't think I can imagine you sitting there doing fist pumps.
You know it. I honestly don't. No. Not awarding anything.
Alright. So there was a specific reason that music was played, wasn't there? Considering it was just another way for Zack Ryder to get back on TV this week, thanks to Hugh Jackman! Batman, I mean Wolverine.
Some superhero.
Yeah.
I can't remember which, but I know he's way too tall to be playing that character.
Yes, and you gotta realize, like, was this good? Were we impressed by Hugh Jackman and his couple of promos?
It wasn't bad. He did have an advantage compared to a lot of other guest hosts in that he's an actual actor.
Yeah.
I mean, this wasn't, you know, it's not Cedric the Entertainer trying to actually, you know, follow a script.
Sure. To be honest, I don't really remember much of Jackman's performance on Raw.
Well, he punched out Dolph Ziggler and they've claimed to have broken his jaw.
Yeah, bullshit. It's all work.
Yeah.
Interesting to see Ziggler pop up on Raw with, like, I don't know, his jaw taped up or something.
I want him to come out in the Hannibal Lecter mask. Again, team with Cody Rhodes. Who now probably has to wear a real face mask.
Yes, that was great to not see.
Wait, what are you talking about? All I saw was him go through a table. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Oh, yeah, you didn't. Even if they, I know they cut a lot of that off of TV. There's still, you can still catch a river of blood pouring out of his skull.
That was a paper cut.
He just somehow had a towel around his neck at one point.
He just magically appeared there.
Yeah.
I don't know, for some reason I suddenly had the mood to do a JBL impression.
Sorry, anytime I remember JBL, all I can remember is that goddamn music and that cow in the I think that was the best part about his entire intro, was just everybody going moo when the cow... Yes, Hugh Jackman on Raw punches out Ziggler. Good for him. Still doesn't make us want to go see Rock'em Sock'em Robots, the movie.
No, still sounds like a stupid movie.
But it did get Zack Ryder over, though.
Everything gets Zack Ryder over these days.
Well, true, but this actually gave him some legitimate credibility.
It's wrestling. Nothing's legitimate.
Well, as close as you can get for legitimate in pro wrestling. How about that?
Sure, let's try that.
Just let Rock have his little fought.
Yeah, gotta give him a victory every now and again.
Because he'll turn into a random boredom status at some point. Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
No. I still commend Zach because when WWE was giving him nothing, he went out and actually made something of himself, got his own following. Good for him. I mean, his tag team partner, still to my astonishment, is Hawkins still under contract?
Yes. He had a backstage appearance a couple weeks ago.
The official jobber of WWE Superstars.
Wait, what's that?
Which just got pulled.
If you'll let Omega finish the sentence.
I remember that announcement where they said, okay, WWE Superstars is now being pulled from online viewer, including WWE.com and YouTube. I want you to understand something. There are videos on YouTube that have been up for the last 5 years and have a grand total of 43 views. Superstars wasn't making enough views to be worth uploading there.
Wait, videos have 43 views? What are you doing looking at my channel, Omega?
I just needed an example, I'm sorry.
Sheesh. The sad thing is, with my YouTube channel, the most hit that I have on any video is like a 7-second clip I pulled from a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
But seriously, how embarrassing is that if, you know, for WWE Superstars, like, the 2 hours of bandwidth is more valuable to the WWE than Superstars is.
Yeah.
Because there isn't anything for them, you know, they're still producing Superstars for the overseas market, because apparently it does well, you know, in Europe and other countries, etc.
Really? Because it's on here and I never watch it.
Apparently it does well enough that they're going to keep it around for the international market. But that being said, that means the show is fully taped, produced, and sent out to markets, so all they'd have to do is click a button to upload it to YouTube. And, you know, it's not like they handle the server costs there. You know, it'd be totally free for them to post and promote there. Nope. Not worth it.
Yeah.
I mean, was the official show of Yoshitatsu doing that bad?
It's probably because it didn't have enough Yoshitatsu on it. It
didn't have enough of anything on it.
Now, how will Tyson Kidd actually find a manager without WWE Superstars on WWE.com?
He won't. He'll be finding an unemployment check.
He'll have to regrow his 5 hairs to attract more managers.
It's just... I... Yeah...
It is,
and this is really, it does annoy me. I'm really over trying to figure out what's going on with the WWE.
Yeah. See, it's upsetting. You think of how much talent only really got a paycheck because of Superstars, and it still hit rock bottom that hard. And speaking of which, Matt Hardy's going to rehab. What was that? I think Mace just had a hemorrhage.
See, I figured you would tie it into the other story, not the Matt Hardy story. But we'll go there first.
I'm following the run sheet you gave me.
Well, no, the first thing is... No, whatever. But this is Mace's deal, because he wanted to talk about Matt Hardy.
Wait, Beaker? Slow down, Beaker. What's that? Timmy's in the well?
Take a deep breath, Mace.
Okay, I'm finding it. How does anyone on this planet put this into words that can describe the absolute stupidity of two people so fucked up that they believe that they're fucking innocent after they've been arrested three times in the same fucking month? Matt's had his house searched, found enough drugs to put him in prison with his brother, all because his girlfriend mentioned it to the police because she was trying to report Matt was having an allergic reaction to drugs he took. Then when they searched the house and arrested him, she goes, "Oh no, I shouldn't have said anything." Stupid! If I had alcohol, I'd be drinking again. See, it hurts your brain too, doesn't it, Omega?
God, how fucking stupid can you get?
I don't know, but I'm sure if we give them a couple of weeks, they'll show us. Yeah, Matt Hardy rushed to hospital because he's having some sort of reactions to drugs that he took. Okay, so his girlfriend has taken him there. Mind you, on the way, she's got caught, I think it was speeding, to which she claimed innocence. They get Hardy to the hospital. She makes a statement to the police and mentions something about drugs, which was enough to get for them to go and get a warrant, I bet you, based on his brother's history, to search Matt Hardy's house. And what do they find? Enough drugs for distribution and intent to sell. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And then afterwards, Rabbi's got, I don't know whether she's taking Kelly blonde stupid pills, but then she turns around and goes, "Maybe I shouldn't have said that to the cops, because that's only gotten Matt in more trouble." What the fuck? That's like saying, "I don't want him to go to rehab." I have seen Japanese TV shows that make more sense than this. And Omega knows what shows.
Oh, and that's saying a lot.
Seriously, what the fuck is going to happen next? Anybody? Anyone in the chat room, please throw out something crazy. Because I don't know where this is going to happen. I don't know where this is going to go. I don't know how much further they can sink before somebody turns around, grabs them by the fucking throat, and slaps them across the face and goes, "Wake the fuck up and get help, you retards!"
Is this where I say happy birthday, Matt Hardy? His birthday was 2 days ago.
Happy birthday, Matt Hardy, you are a fucking moron! And yet, I'm sure we'll see a video on Twitter at some point.
Happy birthday, Matt, your brother sent you a cake. Oh, what flavor? Vicodin.
Oh, I just...
He's going to rehab, you know, he'll spend a few months there, and once he gets out, he'll make a clean recovery as we prepare for another train wreck about 2 weeks later.
Oh, look, this is the thing.
At this point, he's already wrecked a car, so he would actually literally have to wreck a train to one-up himself now.
I reckon he would. See, this is the thing, when you see somebody go on one of these coke-fueled binges and get absolutely fucked up and start destroying their career, sometimes it works out really good for them, especially when your name is Charlie Sheen. Matt Hardy, on the other hand, just hasn't been watching the way to do this right.
Charlie Sheen, Robert Downey Jr.
And yet they've both bounced back quite well. Matt Hardy, on the other hand, I don't think he's going to bounce back from this. And if he does, it's only because wrestling promoters are the stupidest people alive.
It's okay, Mace.
That or he shot up on Flubber.
It's okay, Mace. He's going to teach people now. He's opening a wrestling school.
The guy... wait a minute.
Hey. let me guess, does the training come with an open bar?
The guy who just got caught with 20 vials of anabolic steroids is opening a wrestling school.
And ecstasy.
God.
It's so he can give back.
What, the drugs?
So he could give back to his lawyers, his dealers.
I think he just wants another place to stash his drugs. You can't keep them at home now.
Pay 3,000 bucks to attend his school. Here, once you take, everyone take one of these paper bags home. Don't open it. I'll tell you later.
Oh, God. See, now.
Who would have thought that, who would have thought the 12 steps would have been on a ladder?
And who ever thought you could take 12 steps further down the hole?
Well, it is a hardy if anyone finds out how to go down after going off a ladder.
Yeah. See, now, as much as we make fun of her, thank God lead us away from them. Seriously, as much as we make fun of her, could you imagine if she stuck with Matt Hardy?
Oh, my God. Well,
she'd make Courtney Love look sober.
You never know. Like, Matt Hardy's downhill began when all that happened. Like, you know, if she hadn't been a cheating skank, maybe he wouldn't have gone this far down.
He probably would have gone further.
I'm trying to be honest and, like, can I be sincere about Lita this one fucking time?
Yeah, okay. Can you be serious for a minute?
I'm gonna go Lance Storm on your ass. Hang on a second. None. Never had to do this before. Sometimes all it takes is a little bit of stability in one's life. I mean, Matt Hardy thought he was going to settle down, marry Amy, and, you know, happily ever after. You know, and if she hadn't, you know, blown the locker room, you know, that might have happened. You know, sometimes, you know, that's what, you know, it's when the whole Edge and Lita thing went down, where started putting on weight, his performances started suffering, and now we find out just how far downward he went. Maybe she should have stuck around. Maybe she shouldn't have fucked around on him, because it might have done him a lot of good to have some kind of support.
A point. You has one.
That said, she's still a skank.
Yeah. So, where can we go from here? I know! The Muppets are coming to Raw.
Really?
Yep.
I already made the Beaker reference.
I know, but unfortunately we went in. I know we talked about this on that other show, but how many people really listened to us on that other show?
Don't remind me.
And only because, like, Jersey Girls already talked about it in the chat about 15 minutes ago. And it's Moore's way to kill time.
I know, we could actually, like, follow the topics and kill time, like,
fine, do that then. You lead the show if you want. Fine. Go on.
I think Rock wanted me to lead into the WWE Network survey at one point, and I totally bypassed it.
Shame on you.
What shame on me? I had a good reference to... I had a good segue.
Anyway, continue.
A recent WWE survey has revealed the following information regarding the upcoming WWE Network. Imagine a 24-hour cable network that was run by the WWE. Don't actually imagine that, by the way. I tried it. It hurts. It features a mix of WWE-made programs, including new shows, repeats of Raw and SmackDown from USA and Sci-Fi, and classic or historical programs featuring shows and different promotions like classic WWE footage, WCW, ECW, NWA, AWA, etc. from years past. Hence the historical part, I believe.
Will they be showing any XFL games on the network?
That would be hysterical. I'm waiting for the return of the World Bodybuilding Association.
see some reruns of Lex Luger, you know, before he was killing divas.
Ooh.
Calling it like I see it. It's all over. But have two new weekly WWE live in-ring shows, a.k.a. I'm positive it didn't include the word wrestling, but the word wrestling has been added to my summary here. But not two new weekly WWE live in-ring shows that are not SmackDown or Raw.
Superstars!
Superstars!
Oh, and the NXT. Return.
It would have a daily live in-studio viewer interactive show similar to SportsCenter. Goody,
that
another...
Would, that would be show. The Afterburn show.
I was thinking LiveWire.
I was thinking, yeah, more LiveWire type. So
either way, it's just going to be a recap show.
Yes, but this is where do they hire back Jonathan Coachman and Todd Grisham to host the SportsCenter edition of WWE?
No, more Michael Cole, because we seem to love Michael Cole for some reason.
God, give Matt Stryker something to do.
He really would be good for that network.
Probably would. You don't bring back Coach, because Coach is off working his dream job right now. You know, good on him. See, they're also talking about reruns of WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series, and Royal Rumble on the lineup for free.
Not reruns. Live.
Live?
What?
Yeah. Rather than having to pay for them, they would now be specials with the same match quality you're used to seeing on pay-per-view for no additional cost.
So
holy
about,
flipping crap.
So what about the people outside of America who won't be able to get this service?
Sure, they'll still run something.
You would have to pay the $50 for all the pay-per-views. But think about that. The big four on the network.
See, man, they would lose so much revenue on WrestleMania because that's something that... That's like, even if you're, that's something that even casual wrestling fans buy every year. You know, you don't even have to be a big wrestling fan. WrestleMania is just one of those things that people buy into. Cause it's fucking WrestleMania.
Well, I'll make it this a simple point that I was listening to another wrestling program over the weekend where they were talking about this and they were talking about the finances of it all. WrestleMania made $25 million this year. If they get involved with this whole package, with the NFL, NBA, whatever, the sports tier package or whatever it is called, they would get a percentage of that. So all the customers who have that package, so say they get 50 cents on for the $7 package, it's in 40 million homes, you get $20 million a month.
So essentially you'd be copying more
in the long run
in the long run than you would even make on the pay-per-views.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose that, but that's only if you get X amount of people.
Like yeah, you'd have to draw
buying
you'd
into
have
the
to...
network. That's where the big
but it's
problem
not
is.
Just with the WWE network. They're trying to get into the sports entertainment tier package that the networks offer.
Yeah, in with all the extra football games that don't end up on actual channels.
See, if they can get in with that, then yeah, it sounds decent. But if they can't get that and they're reduced to having to actually sell just the channel on its own, then it's going to be a bigger risk putting the big four on there. This is network executives like trying to think, and we're trying to work out what they're thinking. And as usual, we have no fucking clue.
I've long since gave up trying to figure out TV shows and how an executive actually thinks.
They think while they're taking coke off the backside of a hooker. So it's good to see Lita still has a job.
Oh. Oh. God damn.
What?
God, Mace, can you take us into break? I need to recover from that.
No, your turn.
God.
feel like a piece of my soul was ripped out with that joke stolen.
Jeez. Well, take us to break, bitch.
Fuck you. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night. We will be right back, hopefully with actual wrestling talk.
Are you looking for a place to hang out with fellow pro wrestling fans? Then look no farther than the official forum of OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard in wrestling forums. OWW Genesis is the home of over 50, that's right, 50 unique forums that range from current day wrestling news and results in WWE, TNA, ROH, Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, tons of indie promotions. As well, there are forums for you to discuss everything from pro wrestling past, including WCCW, WCW, ECW, and the golden age of pro wrestling. You want more? Wow. Then check out OWW Undisputed. It's the official debate league. Or even check out OWW Takedown, which is the official eFed of OWW Genesis. You still want more? Damn, you're a picky person. OWW Genesis is also the official forum for Chick Fight and Online World of Wrestling Radio. You want more? God, you are a super cool wrestling fan. Then just head over to the gold standard of wrestling forums, OWW Genesis, right now at OnlineWorldOfWrestling.com.
The following is the resume of Tim Stein, the inventor of the light bulb, the creator of the internet, a professional grass waterer, and of course, the real voice of wrestling radio. While only some of these things are true, what really is true is that Wild Talk Radio Network is part of the social media revolution.
Holy crap, dude!
And you can be too. How do you ask? It's simple. All you have to do is like us on Facebook at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
Aw, you guys doing that stupid Facebook stuff again?
And by following us on Twitter at twitter.com/Wild Talk Radio.
Kick ass, dude!
This is the way you can stay up to date on all things Wild Talk Radio. Do it today, or Tim Stein will chase you off your lawn.
Here's a quick message going to all the geeks out there. If you want to listen to three guys talk your language, tune in to Otaku Talk Live, Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. What? You expect me to be funny? We do that on the show! So tune in! Listen! I demand it.
This is the Masterpiece, Chris Masters, and you're listening to Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm up at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to De Niro. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's. Took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm up at Bed-Stuy.
And welcome back to WTR Sunday Night, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. It is me. It is Mace. Is it Spug?
No, it's not Spug. It's some other douchebag.
Damn it. I'm actually hoping for Spug tonight. Oh, well, welcome, douchebag.
I just got home from the JT Lightning Memorial Show, and I didn't even stay for the main event.
How was the show, Spug?
Okay, from a purely analytical standpoint, the matches in the ring were good. I think they overbooked it and put too much in there. The show was supposed to start at 4. There was a line wrapped around the building, and it didn't start till 5. So the show started an hour late, and there were 13 matches on the card.
I know, right as we were coming on the air, the main event was just starting.
I didn't even stay for the main event. I left.
I was following it on Twitter, and yeah, they were saying the main event was just starting.
Because they had, right around match 6, they had a 10-minute intermission, and then right after the 6-man tag match Sean Blaze, or after Blaze and Marion Fontaine versus the Munchies, and the mystery opponent ended up being JT Lightning's son. But after that, they took another 15-minute intermission to set up for the table, ladders, and chairs match, and at that point I left.
Ah.
The crowd was dead for the majority of the night. Mm-hmm. Which is unfortunate, because it was a really good show, you know, match-wise. I think they overbooked it and put too many matches on the card, and, you know, kind of, there's no reason to have a 6-hour show. There just isn't. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
six-hour show, that's like murder, dude. That's, no.
6 hours.
If you're going over 3 hours, you're doing something wrong. Even then, that's pushing the limits.
It started at 5, and I guarantee you it just ended at 11.
My God.
A 6-hour show. Yeah,
I know.
So,
like, I understand wanting to memorialize the guy, but... Geesh. You gotta have some kind of limit in there.
I'm not trying, because I know there are people who are at the show and who know me personally, who listen to us and who are listening to us tonight. I am not bashing the show. Let me say that first and foremost. I am not ridiculing or overly criticizing the effort that went into the memorialization of JT Lightning and what he meant to Cleveland wrestling. I'm not. Everybody who stepped into that ring tonight worked their asses off, and they deserve all the applause they got. My issue was that the show was way too long, there were way too many matches, and the crowd was just dead. Those are my beefs with the show.
Was it the crowd being just exhausted from how long the show went?
No, it was just the crowd overall. All night long was like that. Jeez. Fill a room with 500 smart marks.
Dangerous, but I see the point.
Yeah, that's what it was.
But Spock, did you at least get to see recent OWW Radio guest Jessica Havoc in action?
I was talking to her as I was leaving.
Gee, Michelle.
I know, but it was a really good interview. It has to be shilled.
And it is going... We are going to get an award for that.
We damn right should. So, but yeah, check out the archive of Jessica Havoc interview. It's awesome. But yeah, so how was her match at least?
She won. She kicked a bitch in the face.
Of course. And congratulations to her. She won the Spirit title on Saturday night.
Yeah, at WSU last night.
See, we can talk indie wrestling on this show.
Oh my God. We'll be talking... We'll be talking New Japan before you know it.
The sad thing is, I don't know if it's a sad thing. It's a wonderful thing. She's quickly becoming one of my friends. Like, you know what I mean? Like, outside of the ring, she's quickly becoming a friend.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. Which is funny, because when I heard her on the interview, I went back and listened to it again. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday or Thursday, whenever it was posted. And I know her out of the ring, and she is nothing like that. Nothing. Do we have a great debate tonight?
We have a great debate. We still have news to get to. We have a few news items. We have a round table and a great debate.
Oh?
You didn't miss any of that, so we're good. But Omega, continue.
Wait, what?
Or Mace, one of you two, you know, lead.
Sorry, the return of Spud threw me off.
Yeah, it's been like a month and a half. It's been like a month since I've been on here, so.
Yeah, we were trying to figure it out earlier.
It's been about a month, close to it.
We were trying to figure out when the opening was last accurate.
Hey, listen, I have had things going on every Sunday for like the last month.
No, that's not all on you, because Tim's not here tonight. I missed last week.
Well, you know, it happens.
Rock's the only reliable one.
I know, and Mace is going to be gone in 2 weeks, so.
Yeah, he's starting his job. Douche.
Yeah.
So the intro is going to have to be changed. Take Mace out of the intro. Maybe.
Yeah, but you keep the old one on hand, because you're going to need it eventually.
It's just going to be me and Omega in the intro.
Oh boy.
It's not going to even have names.
Don't even change the intro. Just have like censor bleeps over the names that aren't here.
And your host, beep, beep.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah. The episode will come where it's just all bleeps.
You know, the sad thing is you're probably right.
Just Rock just lets 30 minutes of dead air play and then runs commercials.
There's so many jokes that can be made there. Now I'm going to try it. Someone steer us back to wrestling.
Oh, yeah, right. Let's see. UFC?
Sure.
That's next.
I did not get to see it last night.
We're not talking about the event, but it was a really good fight at the main event.
Steer us back to wrestling. UFC.
It's wrestling. Continue it.
UFC President Dana White addressed Triple H's recent controversial comments about MMA needing to evolve to be like WWE during a UFC 135 press conference Wednesday. According to MMA reporter Ariel, last name I'm not even going to try.
Helwani.
Dana said Vince McMahon is finally letting Triple H talk, and he'll learn not to say stupid stuff soon.
The thing is that Triple H is right.
Yeah, but Dana White's not going to admit to that.
But given Triple H's comments, he's wanting UFC to basically be the WWE.
Well,
that's not what he meant. What Triple H meant by his comments were that if you watch a UFC fight, if you watch a pay-per-view, on average, there's 5 to 6 fights that make the main televised card. On average, 2 of those will end within the first 2 rounds. 1 will go to a time limit decision. The other 2 will drag on and not be very interesting fights.
Yeah, to be honest, this has always been my problem with UFC. I mean, you know, if I were to buy a pay-per-view, it costs the same amount as it did last month, but I have no idea how long those matches are going to last, if they're going to be worth the cost. You know, I might get 6 matches that are, you know, just complete drag out brawls that go the distance all the way. Or, I might see a bunch that end in, tap outs in the first round.
Yeah, Triple H, the point of Triple H's comment was that the WWE offers consistency in its product as far as the in-ring work.
Storylines consistently crap.
Yeah, storylines on the other hand.
He's talking about length.
Yeah, I know.
He's more or less talking about the match length, which are usually, on average, 5 to 12.
Five to seven, unless you got a tag match, then you go 10.
Well, on pay-per-view, they're more like 10 to 15.
Right. So.
Yeah, and how often do we sit there at a pay-per-view getting bored shitless?
But at least you're guaranteed 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's the point.
He's talking about the match length and the quality of the matches. When you watch it, I'm not trying to overly defend Triple H's comment, but when you watch a UFC card, in the last 6 months, Mace, since my high school reunion, which was in May, the beginning of May, how many times over the summer did we watch a UFC card and go, God damn, that was a great card? Every card they trotted out during the summer on paper looked fantastic, looked phenomenal. And when it got to the product, it was utter shit. Absolute utter shit. The WWE, on the other hand, and this is where I will defend Triple H's comment, even though we as smart marks, fans, individuals who are in the business, what have you, even when we look at the card and we know what's going on backstage for the most part and kind of overanalyze it points, if you just sit back and look at the event as a whole, it is much more fulfilling than a UFC card is because of the consistency of the product.
Right, and that's why we've sat here for the last couple of months going, wow, that was shit. Why the fuck did we watch that?
WWE quality wise has its ups and downs, but the 3 hours you pay for is going to get filled. And you more or less know exactly what you're getting when you do it.
We cut Mace off.
No, Mace isn't even going to bother.
Go ahead, man.
Well, shit. Okay, you pay for a 3-hour pay-per-view. You have no idea how long the UFC one's going to go for. Okay, that's why they have the prelims. Okay. But people watch UFC for the unpredictability. You get a 3-hour WWE or TNA pay-per-view, and you'll find that more times often than not, you're going to walk away from that pay-per-view going, wow, I just wasted that money. Because you can see shit happening. You can see where the predictability is coming from. The average fan is starting to pick up on the predictability of this shit. Whereas a UFC, you never know what's going to happen. And I don't really give a flying fuck how long a match goes for on either. It's the excitement is what I'm paying for. You know, I just don't think Triple H should shut his mouth, because the way he came off was UFC should become like the WWE, and look at what happened when Brock Lesnar got up and flipped off the crowd and they loved that type of stuff, so do more of that. Not everything has to be the fucking WWE. Not everything has to be that little fucking world.
I think you're reading way too much into it.
And so are you.
Fuck you, sir.
Taking your interpretations of what he means. It's the same as me taking my interpretation of what he means.
I think you're reading too far into it as to him saying everything should be like the WWE, when he's clearly not. If you objectively look at the quote, he is talking about consistency of the product. If you don't just take the excerpt that everybody ran with and read the entire fucking quote, he's talking about the product and talking about how when you watch UFC, you get those moments and those pay-per-views where it is extremely boring. It is not. The UFC is not meant for the casual fan. It's not. When you brought in Brock Lesnar and Brock Lesnar did his spiel about, I'm going to go home and drink some Bud Light because Miller Lite won't pay me. It brought a touch. It brought a touch into the UFC that kind of brought the casual fan in. That's all that his quote was about. That's it.
So we're okay, everyone back to their corners, and we move on to the next topic. That was your cue, Omega.
God. Is this the part where I have to talk about Kevin Nash's movie?
Yes.
Son of a bitch. New York Magazine published a report on Kevin Nash being cast in a new movie, Magic Mike. Doesn't that sound awesome?
Not really.
Which has turned Nash into a part-time player for WWE. New York Magazine wrote, Magic Mike continues to expand its beefcake roster. Their wording, not mine. Now WWE legend wrestler Kevin Nash has signed on for the Steven Soderbergh male stripper extravaganza. Perhaps adding some gruffness to the cast that includes Channing Tatum, Adam Rodriguez, Alex Pettifer, Matt Bomer, Joe. I hate Hollywood names.
But anyway, yeah.
And I'm not reading that last one just because it'll get clipped.
Why? Say it.
No. It's Matthew McConaughey, and the description beforehand is clearly a trap.
Not a trap. All I did was copy the article.
Bullshit.
I didn't even read it. Just copied it. Yeah, so he's, you know, becoming a stripper in a movie?
Pray to God not.
And the only one that makes happy is Jackie Feist.
I really don't need to know how much dye he uses.
Anyway, next story. It's just in there to fill time, so next story.
Hey, we got a half hour left. I want to get
just
you to
don't go into detail, please. WWE Hall of Famer Rock Johnson did an interview with the Miami Herald where he talked about the feud with his son, The Rock, and John Cena. With John Cena and The Rock, I think it is strictly business. There is nothing personal. John Cena is a fantastic wrestler. Another quote I'm uncomfortable with. Who has proven himself and has been world champion. No, one out of three. I think it will probably be the greatest match in history. It will be two great athletes going against each other. It's a quote full of speculation and, well, duh.
Pretty much.
Full of delusion, yeah, too.
Two great athletes going against each other. Very insightful.
Greatest match in history? Delusional. John Cena, a fantastic wrestler? Delusional.
Since we already covered the next story, guess what time for it is, Omega?
Oh, boy. Is it time to do the round table? This would be the round table. Anthony Dancy round table with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun. Son of a bitch. This is why I didn't read that line. The moment something stupid happens around here, it's never forgotten.
And never will.
Our roundtable for the night. Does the Hulk Hogan name still have value in wrestling?
No.
Nope.
How sad is that? There isn't even a debate to this. You know, it's unanimous. No.
But when you think about it, Hogan has pretty much run his own name through the garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Hogan knows best. Hulk Hogan's Celebrity Championship Wrestling. Hulk Hogan's Micro Championship Wrestling.
Which did a .67 rating.
Which is
down
still higher
from the
than
debut
TNA.
Of .8.
But if you add in the replay of the .22, then just, that means that they're equal to a TNA rating.
Just about. TNA gets like 1.2 million people.
Well, he's also in trouble over the show because it's pretty much the exact same thing that another midget wrestling group was doing.
Half Point Brawlers. It was... See, I've watched the first two episodes of Micro Championship Wrestling, and yeah, you can tell how fake that quote-unquote reality is.
It's beyond fake. It's... Yeah.
One of the investors that they brought in for the first episode was former NWA World Heavyweight Champion The Sheik. Mm. And who was the frat boy?
Roderick Strong.
Yeah. Did we say more?
Okay, so they're trying to get over a wrestling show by hiring pro wrestlers to play fake characters.
Yeah.
Won't slip that past anybody.
So, I'll ask the question to follow up on the since you all say he has no value. How many buys do you think Bound for Glory will get with Hulk Hogan headlining? This is where I say last year, Bound for Glory did around 30,000 buys.
Six.
It won't break 10K.
Like, Hogan's name hasn't had value since he left the WWE. If he left his career there and went out gracefully, fine. But... Okay, yeah, three rounds of whoring himself out to reality TV, going to TNA, and, you know, basically destroying anything he had left. The fucking Rent-A-Center commercials where his dignity died.
I love those commercials, they're funny.
No,
only because that's like watching a Matt Hardy car wreck.
It's absolutely right that he has run his own name into the ground, because he's like Terry Funk without the passion. It's like he doesn't know when to stop and he can't do anything else.
A lot of it's ego.
Oh yeah, of course, because it's fucking Hulk Hogan.
It's Hulk Hogan. It's I built this. Wrestling isn't anything without me. And that's absolutely false. Absolutely false. I would be willing to guarantee that if you went back in time and took Hulk Hogan out of the equation and inserted somebody like Rowdy Piper in there, or Rick Rude, or individuals who are still legends in the business, wrestling would be where it is today without Hulk Hogan, because those guys have had it and could do things to get themselves over that nobody else can do or could do at the time.
See, I don't necessarily know if, like, yeah, there were far better workers in pro wrestling at the time. There were still great personalities, but I don't know. There was something about Hulk Hogan that just gave him a natural charisma with a crowd in the 80s.
It's the same thing that Cena does now. It's the mythical superhero, you know.
Well, back then it worked because cheesy worked. I mean, these days Cena is very half and half with the crowd. You know, Hogan was one of the biggest personalities of the 80s because, that was his era. The kind of personality he has, the kind that he had in the ring, was right for the times.
Hogan has no personality. Hogan has no personality. Piper, that's a personality. Ric Flair, that's a personality. Bobby Heenan, Mr. Perfect. Those are personalities. Hogan was Superman. That's it.
Well, it's sold to the kiddies, so
that was the
what? It worked.
I'm not disagreeing with you. All I'm saying is that if you inserted someone else in there other than Hogan, wrestling would still be where it is today without him. It might be a little bit better off.
I don't know. That's the kind of thing I hate speculating on. There's no real way of knowing it. I mean, it's hard for us as wrestling fans because we have our favorites. We know who really was the best. I mean, this goes back to your Al Snow thing where,
mm-hmm.
you know, we know the best match was, we know what the best match was that night.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. But it's not what brought people into the ring. It's not what put asses in the seats.
Right.
I mean, in a business standpoint, you know, as much as Tim hates to admit it, it is, you know, it is the sizzle that sells the steak.
Right.
And, you know, okay, that's what Hogan did. He was Superman. This was the 80s where, what were the superheroes at the time? Okay, Wonder Woman could jump up on top of a truck. Woohoo! This was a real life human being that could pick up a 500 pounder. This really was as close as you got to Superman at the time. Back before this became the norm and, you know, we got a little bit, you know, expected of these kinds of things. I admit, there's so many other talents that were in pro wrestling at the time that were far more personality, more ring ability than Hulk Hogan. I cannot honestly say that wrestling would be better off or would be where it is today without him. Because he was exactly what they needed at the time, and it worked. You can't deny that.
If you look at what the WWF was in the 80s and where it started, Vince McMahon could have easily built his empire upon the backs of other individuals who would have probably carried, and I will stick by this. Because if you look at, we'll take Piper for example. Piper is the greatest world champion that never was. Piper had a look about him, and he didn't have the overly muscular physique. He wasn't 6.5 feet tall. He did things with a blue collar, lunch pail type of attitude. And he used one of his greatest gifts, and that was his mouth. Piper had an uncanny ability to make an audience laugh, cry, hate, and love him all in the same promo. You know, WrestleMania 3, which was Piper was going to retire at WrestleMania 3, right? Mm-hmm. Going into WrestleMania 3, Piper was the heel. Piper was a heel. When you listen to that ovation that Piper got going out to the ring, you're telling me that individuals like Rowdy Piper couldn't have gotten that reaction, you know, unless Hogan was there? What I'm saying is that Piper did that on his own.
I'm not saying that.
I'm not finding the right sentence and the right words. But if you look at what Hogan became, there are individuals who could have done exactly the same thing, and you could have built the WWF empire with them, and Hogan would have never had to have been in the picture whatsoever.
But what you're talking, you already made the point though, because you're right. In the 80s, Hulk Hogan was Superman. To do anything else, to put anyone else at that time in that situation, you would have had to have made them into Superman.
No, you wouldn't have.
For heroes to look up to, for the kids at the time, that's the kind of figure they wanted. That's the kind of figure they looked up to. These days, that's kind of hard to pin down, you know, exactly.
Coco Beware and Junkyard Dog weren't Superman. The Legion of Doom weren't Superman. You could have done a babyface without making him Superman.
But they did a lot of baby faces at the time. You know, Hogan wasn't the only hero running around, but he's the one that everyone gravitated to.
That's not what I'm saying. The Superman thing worked with Hogan because of his physique. That's why Superman, the super strong guy, worked with Hogan, is because of his physique and his take your vitamins, say your prayers. And by vitamins, he means anabolic steroids.
We're not even going to talk about his glory days without dragging him through the mud.
Listen, I appreciate what Hogan did for wrestling. I really do. But I think, in my own personal opinion, that we put a little bit too much emphasis on it. That we put a little bit too much of a kind of nostalgia to it, that wrestling wouldn't be what it is without Hogan. And it most definitely would. Most definitely would.
And to bring this full circle, just think Hulk Hogan's career is going to end in front of maybe, hopefully, 3,000 people and 10,000 people watching it on pay-per-view. With a broken back, bad hips, bad knees.
You start in the gutter and you end in the gutter.
He's going out like Rocky.
No, Rocky kind of went out on top.
Rocky still lost.
He lost, but the fans cheered him when he lost.
Yeah. I mean, it really is sad that, you know, the day would come where Hulk Hogan, you know, where Hulk Hogan is going to wrestle a match in worse shape than the Huckster was.
That's kind of sad. And what you two just had was a good debate. It's now
amazing.
Time for the great debate.
The bell has sounded for this week's great debate.
For the last few weeks, I come out here and I sit here and listen to you spend your little nursery rhymes about Jabroni Avenue or Know Your Role Boulevard. You better get your ass serious, because Stone Cold Steve Austin is going to take his ass to Philadelphia, check right in to the SmackDown Hotel, roll right in to room 316, and burn that son of a bitch to the ground.
You know the crowd just came from the bathroom. You should have smelled what The Rock was cooking. I ain't faking. You should have smelled what The Rock was baking.
Now step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
Now, gentlemen, you have two matches to decide on. Two feuds, I should say. It's Triple H vs. The Rock taking on Hulk Hogan against Andre the Giant in the first battle. And since he hasn't said anything in the last 7 minutes, Mace, you're up first.
Very insightful. Thank you, Mace.
Very good, Triple H and Rock. No particular reason.
No reason.
Yeah, very good. Fuck you.
Omega?
No, I kind of have to go Hogan and Andre.
And why is that?
Because it's the match that proves Spug wrong.
Yeah, that's a tremendous reason.
honestly, that's Triple H and Rock had a great feud, but Hogan and Andre is the kind of thing that wrestling legend is made of. You know. That was the original super feud.
Spug.
Triple H and Rock was a great feud. It was a great feud, but it was overshadowed at the time by the overall broader feud of DX versus Nation of Domination and quite frankly WWE versus WCW. Wrestling legend, however, is built upon the back of Andre versus Hogan, and that almost did not happen because Hogan was quite afraid that Andre wasn't going to do business with him going into that match. He had no idea, even when the bell sounded to start the match, if Andre was going to let him slam him. So, for that sheer fact alone, I have to go with Andre and Hogan because of the way it turned out.
All right, and your next battle is Jake Roberts versus Rick Martel and the Nature Boy Ric Flair versus Ricky the Dragon Steamboat. We'll start with Omega.
Gonna go with Flair and Steamboat on this one. Only because Roberts and Martel involved a blindfold match, and I fucking hate those.
And it was a short feud.
Yeah. Flair's Steamboat.
Mace?
Flair Steamboat, only because that actually sounds like something I should remember. These things really need dates. Or at least years.
Early 90s.
Early 90s. WrestleMania 7 was Martel and Roberts. And that was a real short feud. It didn't last very long. It started at the Rumble and went on from there. Martel blinded Roberts with the Arrogance cologne on one of the episodes of Saturday Morning Superstars and at the Bubble Love Brother Love's thing. But it really, I mean, it was a good feud. The match was okay, but Steamboat and Flair, I mean, that went on from NWA, you know, and WCW, and I think they even wrestled once in WWF. I mean, that was a feud that built Ricky Steamboat's career. It really was. You know, some of those matches in that feud were legendary. Especially the first world title win for Ricky Steamboat. So I have to go with Steamboat and Flair.
And that's a clean sweep for that one. Next week we will be doing Sting versus Great Muta up against Kurt Angle and Mr. Anderson. While Ric Flair takes on Randy Savage against Dusty Rhodes and superstar Billy Graham.
Oh.
Ooh.
Those are good.
You know what amused me about that segment is that time I actually recognized the royalty-free music you used for that intro.
Yes, I did. I can't remember what the name of it was, but I did use royalty-free.
It's off in Computech.com. I'd have to look it up.
I probably have the file somewhere. Anyway, let's do it.
I like that Sting versus Great Muta.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Let's start off with the Mace thing. Mace, is TNA doing a good job at building up Bobby Roode as a main event star heading into Bound for Glory?
Hang on, GM.
So do I. Honestly, I have no idea, because by the time they get around to any build up to him, I'm already passed out.
You can't make it through.
TNA can't keep me interested in the show long enough to give a flying fuck about any of its build-up, so... It's unfortunate, because Bobby Roode does deserve a lot of credit. Dude works his ass off for that company for many, many years. Now he finally gets a shot, and guaranteed he's going to job out very fucking quickly. Well, he won't job out quickly. He'll job, but it'll be a very good match against Angle.
Alright, there you go. Spug, what is the best thing and the worst thing about training to become a pro wrestler?
The best thing is getting to talk to individuals that you would never ever dream of talking to about it. The worst thing is talking to those same individuals and hearing their opinions of you at points.
I guess that's
you You want a real soul crushing self-esteem kind of draining experience? Talk to somebody and listen to them call you utter shit for 4 minutes. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Okay, moving on to Omega. Omega, after losing to Mark Henry on Friday night, does Christian still deserve one more match?
Sorry, Christian, you had one of the best runs, for a championship without actually winning the championship again. Yeah, you had some fantastic matches with Orton. I didn't think you'd get the legs out of it that you did. Bravo. I'm still going to mark out for you. But you're done. You're done. Go home. You finished.
Back to you, Mace. Mace, who is the better announcer? Booker T or Steve Mongo McMichael?
Oh my god.
I can't choose. They are both equally horrible.
You're the aneurysm.
You have to choose one.
To which I've had many tonight.
Yes, you did.
But I can't choose!
You have to.
But you can't!
But you have to.
I refuse to.
Find the
coin. They both suck!
Find the coin or something.
As to what levels that... They both suck at incredibly bad levels.
But which one's better?
Neither.
But that one... one has to be better than
okay,
the other.
Okay, who is better out of the two of them? Michael fucking Cole! I will put up with Michael Cole before putting up with those two.
You're asking him to compare dog shit in the front yard to dog shit in the backyard.
Exactly! There is no difference! It's still shit!
Just think, Michael Cole worked an episode of WCW Thunder with Booker T and Steve McMichael on commentary.
My god! Don't think about that!
No! I don't want another aneurysm!
But there's only so many aneurysms I need to
be able to at least do my job when I started. I don't want to be sitting there like a fucking vegetable.
Aww.
No. Because you realize that this job is going to pay for me getting over there to kick you all in the balls.
And that's why we need you to be a vegetable.
And for more kick in the balls, you can watch TNA Impact on Thursday nights.
I want Spike TV. Anyway, Spug,
I had to get in the cheap shill of something somewhere.
Yeah, but not your own stuff. Anyway, if you...
I couldn't link tjomega.blogspot.com to a kick in the balls.
And you just did. Spug, your favorite Stephanie McMahon moment is...
What?
What is your favorite moment of Stephanie McMahon? It was her birthday, it ties in.
And what? Reason number two.
Favorite Stephanie McMahon moment? I don't know. When she was no longer on television.
What, you mean it's not one of the times Jericho called her a trash bag hoe?
That would have counted.
I would have thought it was one of the times that Triple H betted her just out of jealousy.
Or their fake wedding in Vegas?
No.
How about the time Jericho noticed how much bigger her tits got?
After her boob job.
Anyway,
yeah, no. When she shut the hell up.
Okay.
You mean that not any time she was tied to a giant Undertaker symbol?
No.
She could have been turned into a sacrifice. It would have been awesome.
and this is why this topic was not put in the rundown anywhere, but we talked about it about four times tonight. Omega, if you could be any Muppet, what Muppet would you be and why?
That's tricky.
Go Beaker! Go Beaker!
No, Seamus already did that.
Really looking forward to the interaction between Beaker and Seamus tomorrow night.
You know they'll do it! You know they'll do it!
And it's not tomorrow night, it's on Halloween.
Oh,
oh, it's not till Halloween?
So
I have
wait
to wait
for that?
A month?
Yes.
Oh!
Damn
that's
it.
Garbage.
Sorry, it's happening
it's
on Halloween.
It's the 31st of October edition of Raw.
That's Halloween.
Bullshit.
You know what? If I'm going to be any Muppet, it's going to be one of the old men in the balcony. That's what I do anyway. I watch shows and talk shit on them all the time.
And where do you do that at?
Up there?
I already plugged it, Rock.
Well, you do it other places too, don't you?
I do it on YouTube as well as TJ Omega.
There you go. Where you keep it PG.
Where I try to keep it PG.
But that does it for Quick Hits.
Good, we're done. Let's get the fuck out of here. I only got one more show that I need to do.
Two? Do you have two more shows to do?
Well, technically three.
Well, yeah, three. Like,
the first being OWW Radio with Alan Wojcik this Tuesday night, 9 o'clock. Right here on wildtalkradio.com. Who we got this week?
Matt Taven and, I don't know, some other girl.
So, join us for our exciting interview with some other girl. Live this Tuesday night. Check out the archive for Jessica Havoc and Jay Lethal. They were good interviews.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah, they were. For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday night, OTL.
Yep. OTL, as usual, talking
we'll
to
talk
stuff.
About something.
Yeah.
Saturday night, midnight ish, this CB Radio, we'll talk about weird things. Check it out.
Yay!
Last night we talked about Amish people and how to corrupt them. Check out the archive.
Yes. The best thing about offending the Amish, they will never find out.
Exactly. And, oh, we never previewed the pay-per-view next Sunday.
Who cares?
There's only two matches. Anyway, we have a pay-per-view next Sunday. Check it out. We'll be back live after WWE Hell in a Cell. And Mace is probably going to
WWE Hell in a Shell next week?
Yeah, Hell in a Cell. Yeah, Hell in a Shell. Yeah. You're going to be drinking
again. Oh, wow. What a way to end it. Mace's final show till 2012. Ends with a WWE pay-per-view. Yay!
Could be worse. It could have been a TNA pay-per-view.
Good point. To be honest, I thought it would have been a TNA pay-per-view.
No, the following week is a TNA pay-per-view, but then we have a break, and then we have a WWE pay-per-view. Yeah, there's a lot of pay-per-views this October. I don't know.
Yeah.
I got nothing else.
Yeah, come on.
Someone
end
to
it.
Go.
Someone end it.
We're done. Fishes. Let's get the fuck out of here.
One at a time.
You've been listening to God. What show are we doing again?
We're doing the hockey show. We're doing the hockey show with Tim Stein.
Yes, you've been listening to Fire on Ice here at the Wild Talk. Thank you once again for joining us for WTR Sunday night. Thank you for listening to the train wreck once again. We will be back next week.
All
aboard.
Next week, target practice.
Oh, boy.
Next week's going to be fun, because I won't give a fuck.
The roast of Mace next week.
Yeah.
Why the fuck not? I don't give a shit. I don't care anymore. I really don't. I checked out the start of the show. I'm going to go back to playing World of Warcraft. Fuck the lot of you.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Wildtalkradio.com.